At this booth, sponsored by the Independent Music Exporters of South Africa, or IMEXA, South by Southwest participants were able to learn about what that country has to offer. Organizer Rene Chikule says her country is bursting with musical talent.
We've got many artists that if they come here, they're going to make, I don't know, but they're going to make a huge impact.
She says they don't target any particular race in the United States because much of the music, from traditional to raga, reggae, and modern urban music, appeals to a broad spectrum of the market. The production values in South African motion pictures and music videos are also on a par with those in the United States and Europe. Nations in other parts of Africa may not be as developed, but they're emerging as sources of and markets for music, movies, and interactive media. Faitsi Makanda is the New York-based business development manager for Iroko Partners, the largest online distributor of African content.
Is a resurgence in interest in Africa, stories by Africans for Africans, and we think it's really exciting.
She says her company has tapped into the demand for Nollywood movies, movies made in Nigeria, the world's second largest film producing country, and is streaming them online in many parts of the world.
By putting it online, we're able to fulfill the massive global demand that there is, and we're hoping to continue to expand this. And I think where the growth will come from is in Africa, since right now only 15% of our traffic is coming from there.
Expanding online access is a major goal for African nations that see an opportunity to leapfrog into new technologies. Nadim Juma works with the AIM Group digital media agency in Tanzania.
We have four major mobile operators who have all laid out 3G networks countrywide. They're now laying out their fiber networks, so there's huge investment going into access for data.
Right now, some 140 million people in Africa have internet access, but that represents only 13% of the population. By the end of this decade, internet penetration in sub-Saharan Africa is expected to reach nearly 25%.
Nokia.
Greg Flakus, VOA News, Austin, Texas.
That kind of goes into what Nadim is